firstly, on behalf of my group, I can apologise to the loyal fans that travelled today. It's not a position I like to be in as the leader of the pack. I have to apologise, but the performance wasn't acceptable. I can accept not playing well or being undone by really good play, but we got out-fought and out-competed. And like, I always talk openly and honestly. Everyone I think knows that by now. And that shouldn't happen for any of my teams. And I have to assess the players individually and collectively. But off the top of my head, we come up the road against a team that had not overly competed well in the first couple of games, and they've turned us over. So it's not acceptable, and I'll do my damnedest to make sure it doesn't happen again.
In the dressing room after the game, do you say an awful lot? Do the players know what you're going to say? Is the silence say enough for you?
It's not always about what the manager says. I'm interested in what the players say. Players very quiet. I'm disappointed that I'd like to see a few more opinions, I've got to be honest. It wasn't the time to rant and rave. We have to pick ourselves up to go Tuesday. I just asked the players just to watch the game back themselves, and judge themselves, and do they think it's acceptable to represent our football club in that manner. And I think there'd be a reality check for some of them.
Is it a plus point that you've got a game Tuesday that you can get back in front of your own fans and try and put right some of the wrongs as quickly as you can?
It is if the players perform better than that, and I think we got beat at Wimbledon by making a couple of errors, and one lead to a really good goal. Today the goals are just horrific. I've got to be honest, Phil, they're like embarrassment for a manager to stand and watch his players and see goals like we did. It's not acceptable, and the players have got to improve quickly. Why do I want to play?